Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Mike.
So today, or yesterday, we were looking at Brenda and Patricia and their picnic.
That's right, it was summertime, so they're planning to take a picnic over to the park, and they were getting ready, weren't they?
Right, but then Patricia said that, wait a minute, we should think about it because it's really hot right now. The sun is right above us and the rays are very dangerous. So they want to figure out ways to protect their skin.
That's right. They were going to go get some sunscreen and prepare all the food in the picnic basket. And so hopefully now when we rejoin them, they will be in the park getting ready to enjoy their picnic. Let's check it out. Under the sun.
Here is a nice spot in the shade.
I'm glad I wore a hat. The sun is still very bright.
That's why I wore my sunglasses. They can block UV rays.
Exactly. Those will keep your eyes safe.
I look cool too. Don't you think we should put on more sunscreen?
Thanks for reminding me. Getting too much sun is very dangerous.
I always say, better safe than sorry.
We should always pay attention to sun safety.
I agree. All right, let's eat. I'm hungry.
Okay, here's a sandwich.
Where, 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 wore, worn. Harriet wore new shoes on the first day of school. Harriet wore new shoes on the first day of school. Block, block. We're glad the tree can block us from the hot sun. We're glad the tree can block us from the hot sun. Remind. Remind. Please remind me to bring my homework tomorrow. Please remind me to bring my homework tomorrow. Safety. Safety. Passengers on a plane must turn off all cell phones for their safety. Passengers on a plane must turn off all cell phones for their safety. Hi, everyone. All right, so let's take a look at our conversation. So Brendan says, here is a nice spot in the shade. Okay, so we were talking about picking a nice spot in the park, and we want to look for a place in the shade. So a shade is a place that is hidden or blocked from the sun. So if you look on the ground on a really sunny day, you'll probably see places with shadows on the ground or those little black places on the ground. And if you stand underneath them, it means that you're in the shade. So the sun can't reach there, so it's usually cooler underneath the shade.
That's absolutely a great place to sit down and have your picnic. Mm-hmm. Patricia says, I'm glad I wore a hat. Okay, yeah, so that's a good idea, too, on a sunny day. As she says, the sun is still very bright. Of course, the sun is bright, you'll want to wear sunglasses. But if you're in the summer and the sun is bright, it's probably also hot, which is why it's a good idea to bring a hat. She says she wore a hat. Okay, wore, W-O-R-E, is the past tense of the verb wear, W-E-A-R. And in the morning, when you get up, you get dressed, right? You put on your clothes. And then from that time, right after you put them on, you are wearing your clothes. They're just sitting, hanging. They're on you. They're on your body. So if you're walking down the street, you're probably wearing your shoes. And then once you go home, then you might take off your shoes. But anytime your shoes are on your feet, You're wearing your shoes. So she wore a hat. Let's look at our example sentence for the word wear. We're going to use the past tense wore again in the example sentence. Harriet wore new shoes on the first day of school. Oh, I remember doing that as a kid.
Yeah.
Harriet wore new shoes on the first day of school. And it's a great idea to wear a hat or even a shirt if you're outside on a hot day, right?
Definitely.
In Australia, they have that great way to remember, slip, slap, slop.
Oh, that's a really great slogan.
Slip means slip on a shirt. That means wear a shirt. Slap, slap on a hat. So put a hat in your head and slop, that's kind of for wet things like sunscreen. Slop that cream on your skin, and with the shirt, the hat, and the sunscreen, you should be well protected.
That's a really good slogan to go by.
Slip, slap, slop. Yeah.
I'll remember that. All right, so next in the conversation, Brendan then says, that's why I wore my sunglasses.
Oh, another good thing
right?
to bring.
And he said, they can block UV rays. So we'll get into the UV rays later. But here, let's take a look at sunglasses. So sunglasses basically is from the word the sun, and then glasses, the glasses you wear. So when we put these two words together, it means glasses you wear for the sun. So it can protect your eyes from getting hurt, or it can block the UV rays from the sun. Okay, so let's also take a look at our word power word, block, B-L-O-C-K. It's a verb and it means to go between two things in an attempt to protect one. Okay, so what that means is we are trying to protect our eyes or maybe even our face from these harmful UV rays that come from the sun. Okay, we can also take a look at our sample sentence. Our sentence is, we're glad the tree can block us from the hot sun. We're glad the tree can block us from the hot sun.
Ah, yes, and those UV rays can be bad for your eyes, can't they?
Mm-hmm.
And they sure can make, you know, driving or riding your bike with the sun in your eyes very hard. I think it's important when you buy sunglasses to make sure, because some of the cheaper ones, they don't block UV rays. So you want to check and make sure that you're getting a good, safe pair of sunglasses. Patricia says, exactly, those will keep your eyes safe. Yes, sunglasses that block UV rays are definitely the best ones you can buy for your eyes. And Brendan likes them for another reason, doesn't he, Tiffany?
Right, he says, I look cool, too.
Mm, that's important when you buy sunglasses.
Yeah, of course you have to look good. And he says, don't you think we should put on more sunscreen? Okay, so that's a really good idea because maybe it's really, really hot outside. And especially in the summer, the sun is right above us. So that means there's a lot of UV rays or we call them ultraviolet rays.
Mm-hmm, that's the UV, ultraviolet.
Mm-hmm, and they are very harmful to our skin. Those are the rays that can cause maybe skin cancer, too,
mm-hmm.
and they cause you from getting burned in the sun. So that's really important for you to protect your skin, use sunscreen, wear a hat, and maybe even wear sunglasses to protect your eyes.
Yeah, and if you're out in the sun for a while, especially if you're, you know, playing sports, running around, sweating, or jumping in the pool, or the, you know, going in the ocean, you really should put sunscreen on every hour or two, right?
Right.
Because, you know, it will get rubbed off if you, you know, wear a shirt or sweat. It can, you know, sort of not be so protective. It can't be on your skin so much to protect you. So always remember to put a little bit on every once in a while just to be sure. And that's a good thing to be reminded of. And Patricia says, thanks for reminding me. If you remind someone, you're giving them information or you're asking them a question so that they don't forget something, all right? Maybe there's something important they have to do tomorrow, and your mom or someone in your family might say, don't forget to go to the dentist, or don't forget to take your library book back. Because it's the kind of thing that maybe you don't do all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No one has to remind you to drink water or brush your teeth because you do those things every day. But maybe like going to the doctor's office. That's something you do every month or every year. And you might forget, so someone will remind you, don't forget to do this, or don't always remember to do that, or something like that. So thanks for reminding me. Getting too much sun is very dangerous, says Patricia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good reason to remember. To not forget, because too much sun is dangerous and also just hurts your skin if you get a sunburn. All right, let's check out our word power sentence for remind. Please remind me to bring my homework tomorrow. Well, that's a good one. Please remind me to bring my homework tomorrow. If you forget your homework at home, that could be trouble.
Uh-oh. All right, so before we take a look at our conversation, let's take a look at the sentence again. So getting too much sun is very dangerous. So we see here in the sentence that get can also be a subject of a sentence. So let's take a look at our 英文快译通 to learn more.
AMC 下一站 AMC 下一站 AMC The next station AMC station
It's my first time visiting Taiwan.
Welcome to Taiwan. Living in Taiwan is very convenient and comfortable for me. For example, the MRT can take you everywhere in Taipei.
It seems so.
Also, trying the local food can help you experience Taiwan better.
Yeah, I just bought some. You see, they're 猪血糕大鸡排珍珠奶茶
Hey, wait!
究竟这个阿多正打算在捷运上挑战台湾公权力了吗？明天同一时间，请继续收听《玫瑰随便演》。
同学们，你们在路上遇到外国人时，可以偷偷听他们在聊什么哦，说不定正在谈论台湾呢，而且还可以训练一下听力哦。其实刚刚的交谈中，除了聊到对于台湾的观感，还有一个重点哦。像其中一个外国人就说了 It's my first time visiting Taiwan. It's my first time visiting Taiwan. 这是我第一次造访台湾。而另外一个人则说呢 Living in Taiwan is very convenient and comfortable for me. Living in Taiwan is very convenient and comfortable for me. 对我而言，在台湾生活是很方便而且舒适的。第一句的 visiting 是在受词的后面，第二句的 living 反而跑到了主词的位置。没错，它们都是动词 ing 的形式，也就是动名词。其实动名词的用法很多元，它可以作为受词。我们可以来听一个例句哦。Sarah is interested in cooking very much. Sarah is interested in cooking very much. 莎拉呢，对烹饪很有兴趣。Cooking 是动词 cook 加上 ing， 在这里就是作为受词来使用。除了受词，动名词也可以作为主词。比方说 ，Collecting mugs is one of my hobbies. Collecting mugs is one of my hobbies. 收集马克杯是我的兴趣之一。在这里的主词呢，就是 collecting mugs， 指收集马克杯这件事情。所以记得要搭配单数的动词或者是 be 动词哦。我们还可以倒过来说 One of my hobbies is collecting mugs. One of my hobbies is collecting mugs. 这句的 collecting 就是补语了。最后再复习一下动名词的用法。动名词可以作为受词，句型就是主词加上 be 动词或者是动词，然后可能会有接续词再加上 ving， 或者也可以成为主词，那句型就是 ving 加上单数的动词。也可以作为补语哦，那就是主词加上 be 动词再加上 ving。好，那时间又到啦，我们下次再见，拜拜。
欢迎收听《玫瑰随便演》。
Oh my God!
Why are you doing these two things at the same time?
I'm just doing what you told me. What's wrong?
捷运上禁止饮食，阿东啊 ！No food, no drink on the MRT.
All right, so let's continue looking at our conversation. Brendan then says, I always say, better safe than sorry. Okay, Patricia then says, we should always pay attention to sun safety. Okay, so when Brendan says, better safe than sorry, it just means to do something ahead of time to avoid danger or harm. Because if you get hurt, then you might end up regretting and thinking, oh man, I should have done that. So for example, let's say you are rollerblading and you rollerblade without any knee pads on the street.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, if you fall down, you're going to have a real nasty wound.
That could really hurt you, yeah.
Definitely. So that's why you should always wear a helmet, knee pads, or maybe elbow pads in case you fall down. So you're safe instead of feeling sorry or regretting you didn't do anything to protect yourself.
That's the worst, to feel like you should have done something after the bad thing happened, because then it's too late.
Right, so I agree with him. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's take a look at our word pair word. We see the word safety. So safety is a noun, and it means being safe or to be safe and free from danger. Okay, so let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, passengers on a plane must turn off all cell phones for their safety. Passengers on a plane must turn off all cell phones for their safety.
That's right. On planes, they're often worried about your safety, aren't they?
Because
there's lots of things that could go wrong, but usually don't, because everyone is, you know, better safe than sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan says, I agree. So he agrees. It's better to be safe than sorry. It's better to have that extra sunscreen and, you know, make sure you just have all the things you need so you really enjoy yourself. All right. Enough planning, enough getting ready. Let's eat. I'm hungry. So I can imagine Brendan diving for a sandwich or something like that as they enjoy their picnic.
Right, and Patricia replies, okay, here's your sandwich. Mm. So it seems like they're going to have a really nice day at the park, and they're going to enjoy their picnic.
Well, sandwiches, that's kind of a classic food to have at a picnic. What were some of your favorite picnic foods?
I remember people would bring, like, salads, like potato mm-hmm. salad.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's my favorite.
Or a
pasta salad.
Cool. That's always a good one. Or cold chicken, right? Sometimes
right.
People would bring cold chicken. It's actually kind of nice to have some of these cold foods, especially if you're outside. Plus, you don't have to worry about warming things up,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you're in a park. You can't really make things warm. A thing I used to like, I don't know if you ever had these deviled eggs.
Oh.
Did you ever have those?
I think so. They're really good.
Yeah, look up deviled eggs. D-E-V-I-L-L-E-D. That's deviled and then eggs, E-G-G-S. Look it up. You might find the picture a little scary, but trust me, they're delicious. All right, guys. Well, you can have yourselves a picnic this summer. And if you do, we hope you remember to slip, slap, slop, get that sunscreen and those sunglasses going, and enjoy your day at the park or the beach with your picnic.
Right. It's better to be safe than sorry. All right. So we'll see you next time. This is Tiffany.
And Mike.
We'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
黑话小聚会。
嗨，我是 Evita， 同学们，你们都是拾金不昧的好青年吗？有时候捡到贵重的物品，会拿到警察局，或是刚好在公共场合时，你会拿去拾物招领处吗？那今天要跟大家介绍的小聚会就是。Where is the lost and found? Where is the lost and found? 中文的意思就是失物招领处在哪里？ Lost and found 就是失物招领处的意思哦。这个字很奇妙。Lost, L-O-S-D 是 lose, L-O-S-E 动词的遗失的过去式和过去分词。请跟着我一起念一次 Lost。那这个字作为形容词，也就是遗失的意思，后面 found
found， 也就是 find， F-I-N-D， 发现、寻找，这个动词的过去式和过去分词的形式哦。当 lost 遇到 found， 就变成失物招领处，而且 lost and found 这三个字中间都要有一条 hyphen 连字号，那就是一条杠杠连着的哦。所以 when someone lost his or her wallet， 钱包不见了，他们都会去 lost and found， 失物招领处。如果不知道失物招领处在哪里，尤其你又刚好在国外，你就可以问说 Where is the lost and found？ Where is the lost and found？ 那今天的小聚会同学们都有记起来了吗？时间又到啦，下次见咯。
Under the sun.
Here is a nice spot in the shade.
I'm glad I wore a hat. The sun is still very bright.
That's why I wore my sunglasses. They can block UV rays.
Exactly. Those will keep your eyes safe.
I look cool too.Don't you think we should put on more sunscreen?
Thanks for reminding me. Getting too much sun is very dangerous.
I always say, better safe than sorry.
We should always pay attention to sun safety.
I agree. All right, let's eat. I'm hungry.
Okay, here's a sandwich.
Where wore worn. Harriet wore new shoes on the first day of school. Harriet wore new shoes on the first day of school. Block. We're glad the tree can block us from the hot sun.We're glad the tree can block us from the hot sun. Remind. Please remind me to bring my homework tomorrow. Please remind me to bring my homework tomorrow. Safety. Passengers on a plane...Must turn off all cell phones for their safety. Passengers on a plane must turn off all cell phones for their safety.